This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. So we're going to talk a little bit about shutdown and Hitler. I mean, just stay with me. We'll talk about that. The Democrat shutdown, calling Trump Hitler. We'll talk about that. We'll get to emails. I haven't gotten to any. Sorry. Someone flew into a hurricane and there was turbulence. All that and more coming up in the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, there's a problem, a huge problem for Democrats. Now, I'm not talking about their normal demonic insanity. Democrats have an issue. And the issue is, once you turn the volume up to the max, there's nowhere else to go. Once you turn the volume up to the max, and the knob is turned all the way, then you can't turn it up anymore. And they're running into this in a variety of ways. But one of the main things is, you know, we talk about how the communists create symbols all the time. They create symbols they demand their followers worship, and they create symbols they demand their followers hate. The one they hate the most, of course, is Donald Trump. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years of Nazi, 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 Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. 10 years of this.
The dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany are the dangers that we need to react to now.
Well, I think everybody understands that at this point, we've got an authoritarian in office.
It doesn't take very long to tear apart a constitutional republic. Indeed, the Nazis did it in 53.
We got it. Here's the problem. For 10 years, let's say I'm a Democrat, I'm a communist, and I'm a herd animal. I will believe what the media tells me. I will believe what Democrats tell me. You have told me for 10 years that this is a Nazi, that this is Hitler, that this is a Nazi, this is Hitler. Well, you can't get worse than that. You turn the volume all the way up to the max. Now, I need you to do something about Hitler. You can't come back now and try to walk it back. And that's what Pritzker's trying to do. We'll get to that in a moment. You can't try to walk that back now after you've told me for 10 years he's a Nazi, he's Hitler. You don't get to walk it back. No. You told me that guy was Hitler, that guy's Hitler, that guy's Hitler, and that guy's Hitler. You repeated it over and over and over and over and over again. Now, I need you to do something about Hitler, which brings us to the shutdown. With Republicans thus far refusing to negotiate, which is wonderful. I did not see that coming at all, but thus far they've said, no, open the government. No, open the government, then we can talk. No, open the government. With Republicans refusing to negotiate, Democrats now have the tiger by the ears. And you know how that saying goes. You can't hold on forever, but you can't let him go either. You're in an impossible situation. They have shut down the government, trying to give their demonic base some sort of a win, trying to get something. Democrats are reading the poll numbers. They have heard from their demonic base how angry they are with the Democrat Party. The Democrats in this country are demanding you fight harder. You're too weak. You should be getting Trump. You told me he was Hitler. And so the play they chose to make was shutting down the government. If Republicans don't give you a win, if Republicans won't negotiate on anything, what do you do if you're a Democrat now? Because remember what's coming, and this story's been out there now for a few days. Remember what's coming November 1st. I don't know how many days there are in October. I'm not a geographer, but I know we're only a couple days away from the end of October. SNAP benefits are getting cut off. Welfare. 40 million people. Yeah, it is, Chris. It's that in and of itself is a national crisis that we have 40 million freaking people on welfare. But that's another story. SNAP benefits are getting cut off. Who do you think the vast majority of those SNAP recipients, which party do you think they vote for every single time? Now, if you're a Democrat, you can't open the government back up for Hitler. Are you just going to let Hitler govern? But you also can't keep it shut down. If you keep it shut down, then where is she going to go? How's she going to buy her groceries or Lucky Charms or whatever it is, cigarettes, whatever it else is they buy with our money? Where are they going to go? This is one of those things I find completely fascinating because it's all bad for the communists. Therefore, it's wonderful to watch. I don't see how they can get out of it. And I'm telling you right now, this is the reason J.B. Pritzker is lying, credit to Libs of TikTok, we're not lying. This is why he's trying to walk back the Hitler stuff. I just played for you what he's been saying. I'll let it go a little bit longer.
The dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany are the dangers that we need to react to now.
Well, I think everybody understands that at this point, we've got an authoritarian in office.
It doesn't take very long to tear apart a constitutional republic. Indeed, the Nazis did it in 53 days. That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany.
I do not invoke the specter of Nazis lightly. I'm watching with a foreboding dread what is happening in our country right now. A president who watches a plane go down in the Potomac and suggests without facts or findings that a diversity hire is responsible for the crash. The authoritarian playbook is laid bare here.
How can you possibly compare what happened in Germany in World War II to what's going on here in the United States?
Well, we're talking about the death of a constitutional republic. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what he's been saying. Why come out and try this now? Why?
I haven't suggested that Donald Trump is Hitler.
But he has. I think you're going to start seeing this attempt by leaders in the Democrat Party. I think it will fail, but my prediction is in the coming days and coming weeks, you're going to start seeing Democrat leaders attempt not to suck up to Trump, not to love on Trump. That would never, ever be sold. I think you're going to start seeing an attempt to turn the volume down just a little from the max. Why? It's put them in a bind. It's not that they feel sorry about what they've done. It's not that they feel regret. These are communists without any morality whatsoever. By telling your demonic followers that they're dealing with Nazis, they're dealing with Hitler, what you've done is you've created a demand. Democrats now demand action. You told me he's Hitler. That's Hitler. You said it over and over again. Nazis and Hitler and Nazis and Hitler. So I demand you deal with it. And the insanity, what it's brought us to. Did you hear this story?
The FBI making an arrest in a chilling murder-for-hire plot targeting Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Scary stuff, Sandra. I'm John Roberts. In Washington, the 29-year-old Minnesota man is accused of putting out a $45,000 hit on the attorney general. It all started on TikTok when a post with the bounty started going viral before setting off a swift federal investigation.
Bounties now on the attorney general of the United States of America. Charlie Kirk assassinated. New Republicans under threat all the time. Death threats come pouring in all the time for anybody with any influence. Why? You said they were Nazis. You said it was Hitler. So now you better do something or we will. I think you're going to start seeing it a lot more. And it's why things like this, they're not going to work. They wheeled old Papa Joe out.
We can't kid ourselves. We are in one of those moments right now. In my over 50 years in elected public life, this is the worst I've seen it. Because truth be told, our very democracy is at stake, in my view.
Not going to work. Jesse, I'm loving the government shutdown because it shows Norm and Norma who the Democrats really are and what they stand for. And we know Republicans are trying to reopen the government with a clean CR. I don't think Congress should be able to continue passing continuous resolutions except in extreme times. How long does a government have to be shut down before they can no longer pass a CR? Keep helping us fight the good fight. His name is Brian. We'll touch on that, quote, clean CR thing, and then I'll get to some emails. I've been lazy on that. Before I touch on that, let's talk about family, memories. You know, home movies have a personal feel now for me that they never had before since the passing of my father. That big box of pictures we pulled out, hard pictures, you know, hard copy pictures, not stuff on your phone. You want that stuff on a zip drive. You want that stuff on the cloud. You don't want to lose it in a fire. You don't want to forget about it in the attic until time fades it all away. That baby album, get it digitized. Get your home movies digitized. Get your wedding album digitized, not just so you have it, so your kids and their kids and their kids after them have it. Legacy Box, that's what they do. They will take your hard copy pictures. They will take your home movies and they will digitize them. And it's easy. Sounds like a pain. It's actually wonderful. My wife enjoyed it so much. They sent us the box, pulled out all these pictures, all these movies. Even Ob's old gymnastics tapes are now digitized. Her great-grandkids will get to watch her do gymnastics. Isn't that freaking cool? Go to legacybox.com/Jesse and start the process. They'll send you a box. At least get the box in your hands. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats. All are welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You can even start sending in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. So this guy, he was asking about the CR. Remember, I know we're enjoying Democrats suffering right now because they shut down the government and they're unpopular. And now the SNAP, the EBT stuff's about to be cut off. And it's all just hilarious and wonderful, except for the troops not getting paid. I fail to see anything but a win here. But let's not forget that a CR itself, a continuing resolution itself, is a scandal. We get numb to this. We get used to this. That is for emergency purposes only. They should have to come up with a brand new budget all the time. They are required to come up with a new budget all the time. This is for World War III or something disastrous. They should be coming up with a budget. But because they're all gutless cowards who don't want, they do not want to have to answer to anybody, they won't do it. So what they do is they pass a CR and punt. That's what a CR is. It's punting. And let's talk about why this is so important. People right now, maybe this is you, people are feeling squeezed. We have lost 20 to 25% of our buying power in just the last 5 years. Ever since we shut down the economy for a bad chest cold and printed $7 trillion, we have lost value in our money. Now, normal people are either not making it or barely making it. Middle-class people are being pushed down. Yes, the price of gas has gone down. The price of some things have gone down. But in general, life is extremely expensive now compared to what it's been. People want that changed. And the only way to change that is to get government to stop spending. But the only thing government doesn't want to do is stop spending. Because politicians don't get elected by taking things away from people. They're too afraid. We all know what the communists want. They want to spend the place into bankruptcy anyway. But Republicans are too afraid too. Republicans don't want to make any cuts. They don't want to pull back on anything. We are still spending at COVID levels, and COVID levels were, get this, World War II spending. World War II, when the United States of America was fighting a global war, supplying all these countries, supplying our troops, spending insane amounts of money trying to defeat two different totalitarian empires, we started spending at those levels during COVID, and we haven't stopped at all. So I don't want to put a frowny face on everything because, yes, as we just discussed, Democrats are suffering. They're suffering popularity-wise. They're feeling the squeeze in every way. And all that's wonderful because Democrats are horrible. But a CR is a disaster. We are poorer because Washington won't stop spending, and there's no indication they want to stop. None. We get a little bit here and a little bit there, but not near enough. They all just want to keep kicking this can down the road until we get smashed, until something horrible happens, until they're forced to do it, and that's terrible. That's a terrible place to be. Don't celebrate a CR ever. A CR is a scandal done by gutless cowards in Congress. That's a fact. You know what else is a fact? I told you we were in Waco. My son was at the cross country state championship thing. We had to spend the night in Waco. We couldn't find anybody to watch Fred, so we had to drop Fred off at a place to board him for a night. And that normally would have resulted in Fred having some digestive problems because his anxiety levels tend to spike when he's not surrounded by family. His anxiety levels were still there. No problems at the boarding place this time. This is because of Rough Greens. We sprinkle Rough Greens on Fred's breakfast every single morning. The number one dog supplement in America has completely changed our dog. Completely changed our dog. He's still dumb. He's still riddled with anxiety. But man, his coat looks good. And his stomach works the right way. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag and try it. RoughGreens.com. Or you can call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Just remember to use the promo code Jesse so you get a free Jumpstart trial bag. Jesse, please quit advising people to move from a blue state to a red state. We are hoping to move from purple Ohio to red Tennessee. But because so many Californians have bought property in Tennessee, we're having a difficult time finding property we're able to afford. So on and so forth. He wants me to stop telling people to move. Listen, okay, first, I want people to have a better life. I'm never going to stop telling people to move. I want people who suffer in blue areas to discover how much more wonderful it is to live in a red area with people who share your values, where you can have some level of state protection instead of state hostility. So I'm never going to stop saying that. But two, I sympathize. We, Ab and I, have flirted with the idea of moving to Florida because we love Florida. We have almost completely written that off now because everybody moved to Florida and the costs are astronomical. It is so expensive. We actually sniffed around. I think I already told you this. This was a year or two ago. We went down there and started sniffing around. What could we get? What could we get? Nothing. Nothing compared to what we have here in Texas. It's just so expensive. And Tennessee's gone the same way. And listen, here's the best I can tell you. I'll give you two things. First, wonderful places like Tennessee and Florida, they're not going to go undiscovered. People are going to discover the wonderful places. That's one. Two, not all the wonderful places have been overrun yet. There are places that aren't Tennessee and aren't Florida that maybe you aren't considering. We'll touch on that next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, so let me talk to you about this. Because the email was about, hey, we want to move to Tennessee. It's too expensive. I told you we wanted to, I shouldn't say wanted to move to Florida. We flirted with moving to Florida one day, and we said, that's a no. It's very, very expensive. It's expensive because it's wonderful, because people want to live there. Of course, totally get it. Everything isn't Tennessee or Florida. Let me ask you something. How much have you explored things like South Carolina? How much have you explored Texas? You understand Texas doesn't have any state income tax? Now, granted, they're going to get you on property taxes here. I'm not fluffing that up for you. Texas has some really cool spots, really, really cool spots, really wonderful people. Let me ask you this. Ever been to Mississippi or Alabama? Now we're going to get all kinds of hate mail from all the Southerners who get mad whenever I try to, I'm telling people about these wonderful undiscovered gems. People don't even think about Mississippi. The only thing most people know about Mississippi is, it's poor. Dude, Mississippi people are awesome. Mississippi food might be even better. And this exact same thing applies to Alabama. Alabama's got a lot more money than Mississippi, so it'd probably be more expensive. But Mississippi has some really cool spots where you can get some property, more property than you think. Maybe you're not a warm weather person because, look, it's going to get hot down there. Maybe you're not a warm weather person. Go to the Dakotas. I would have suggested Montana. I know you probably thought that was coming, but when we did a month up there this last summer, I had been told, I grew up, I told you, in Bozeman, Montana. We moved to Bozeman, Montana when I was 10 years old. When we moved to Bozeman, Montana, it was a very reasonable place to live because we didn't have any money. We couldn't have afforded anything. There was a very, very reasonable place to live. When we went back up there, I found out they're building apartments all over Bozeman, Montana, because the average home price, this is what I was told, is $1 million. Oh, I know, Chris, $1 million. Montana, like Tennessee, like Florida, Montana got discovered. It got discovered. I love it. I will always love it. But it is not that affordable. You've really got to have some cash. Idaho is getting discovered as well. And I love Idaho. Really, really love Idaho. Wyoming, more affordable. Now, I have to clarify this. Wyoming can get bad too. Jackson Hole, for instance, one of the most beautiful places you will ever be in your entire life. Jackson Hole. All the billionaires discovered Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole is getting expensive. But Wyoming, you can get some stuff. Now you're going to need a winter coat and a snow shovel. But Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota. Allow me to continue. What about the Midwest? You been to Iowa? If you haven't been to Iowa, if you haven't been to Nebraska, if you haven't been to Kansas, you can dismiss these places as, oh, it sounds flat or boring. The Midwest has some really cool spots. Have you ever been to Omaha, Nebraska? Way cool. Way cool. Love Omaha. Yeah, that's actually a really good point, Chris. Arkansas. Arkansas is blood red now. Arkansas has some awesome, awesome spots. Missouri might be the reddest state in the union at this point in time. They continue to send these hardcore anti-communists to the Senate, and there are almost no anti-communists in the Senate. Eric Schmidt might be my favorite United States senator. That dude is hardcore. He's freaking awesome. There are undiscovered places in this country that aren't Tennessee, and they aren't Florida, and they aren't Montana, depending on what kind of weather you're looking for. Don't confine yourself to only those places. And hey, that's obviously not me bad-mouthing Tennessee, which you understand that I adore completely. I learned to swim when my dad threw me off a houseboat in Tennessee. I love Tennessee, but it is very, very expensive. All right, now let's do a little bit more politics before I come back to this. Trump he was hanging out with the Japanese prime minister today. Apparently she's some hardcore right winger, and Trump went over there hanging out with him. Pay attention to the United States of America and our relationship with Japan. It's already very, very strong. It's been strong for a long time. It is getting stronger. And this is one of those things, I'm only going to spend a minute on this, that's only going to get stronger moving forward, as long as we don't screw up and elect a Democrat again, because there's so much alignment with our value system, and because Japan is such a perfect bulwark against China. Japan is such a strategic location. Japan, they will stand with us and against China if we work with them. This is not something to be dismissive of. And what I'm about to say, I hate that it's true, but it is true. We are falling out of alignment with Europe. Europe, obviously, Europe is largely responsible for our foundation as a country. Many of our people who came here settled. In fact, all of the ones who came here and settled came from Europe. We have had traditional relationships with Europe, various European countries, for a very long time. But as Europe falls to communism, and they are falling rapidly, the mass importation of people from all over the globe, Afghanistan and in Africa and everywhere else, combined with their domestic communists, it's finishing off Europe. I watched a video yesterday. You know what the electricity prices are in Germany? I won't bore you with the details. They're so expensive, normal people cannot afford power. You have to go without power sometimes. I watched a video yesterday. It's not just that they're shutting down their nuclear power, they're blowing up the reactors. They've elected these climate commies over there. They are incinerating that place. We are probably going to witness in our lifetime an alignment with the East the same way we used to have an alignment with Europe, which is considered the West. I know that's kind of weird, but we are probably going to see the United States of America really line up more closely with Japan, with South Korea, with Singapore, with the Philippines. There's probably going to be more Asian alignment than we have been traditionally used to. When you ask the normal American, you stop somebody on the sidewalk and you ask them about, hey, who are our closest allies? You're almost always going to get all England or France or something. You're almost always going to get that on the short list. I don't know how much longer that lasts. You know, the Trump administration, to their credit, they've been leaning hard on the Europeans. The Europeans, they're trying to bring American tech companies under this totalitarian regime, essentially. They're trying to bring American tech companies, trying to hold them accountable for things online. Well, that's Islamophobia and things like that. Watch the United States of America start to shift our alignment east. It's a weird world. It's weird the way the world changes. It changes rapidly. And Japan seems to be getting even more hardcore than Japan traditionally was. This lady got elected, and Japan doesn't even have that many foreigners in there because they just generally don't do a lot of that. But they've had more in recent years. Yeah, not much longer. Apparently this new lady has already said, yeah, you're all going to leave. Yeah, it's time for you to go back. It's time for you to go back. All right. Speaking of tech companies, something is happening with China and Russia, and it's kind of funny. And then we'll talk about Jen Psaki calling J.D. Vance a Manchurian candidate. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Shut up.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's a story from Alana Mastrangelo. I actually know Alana, so I'm butchering her last name. It's Italian. All right. Look, I can't speak every language on the planet, but it's in Breitbart. It's a fascinating, fascinating world. But here's the gist of it. China and Russia, they are sending beautiful women, spies, over here to the United States of America to seduce and, in some cases, marry guys in the tech industry in the United States of America. They are sending women here to essentially seduce you into marrying them so they can steal tech secrets and bring them back to China and Russia. Now, one, that's fascinating and hilarious. And the truth is that beautiful women have made some of the best spies historically. It has always been that way. Have you ever wondered, by the way, Mossad, Israel's Mossad, have you ever wondered how exactly do they get so much intelligence about all these places like Iran? How do they know where all these Iranian generals are? How does this happen? How do you think it happens? Yeah, exactly. Beautiful women. This is simply a PSA for dudes out there, no matter your chosen field. If she is a 10, if she is a dime, look, I should say if you're older, if you're a young stud, the dimes are going to get you. If you're my age and a dime starts talking to you, that's a spy or a lady of the night. All right? It's a spy or a lady of the night. I am never going to sit down at Red Lobster and have some dime look at me from across the room and say, ooh la la, that's not going to happen. What, Chris? What? Chris said, didn't it happen once at a bar? It was a steakhouse. I had to meet my mentor, Michael Berry, at the steakhouse, and I pony up to the bar just waiting for him. I was sitting there waiting. I wasn't even doing anything. I was drinking water. And this dime comes right up to me and starts talking. And of course, it was not legitimate at all, because that doesn't happen when you're 44 years old. Guys, we all like to imagine that we are insanely attractive, that she couldn't possibly stay away. That's not true. All right. That's not true. If you are a Silicon Valley tech dork, I know you are rich. I know you got a 4.0 in school, and I'm sure you went to the best universities possible. But you have a pocket protector, all right? You drive an electric car. Your arms are tiny. That gorgeous-looking Russian woman who just plopped down beside you at whatever fruity restaurant you eat at, she is not interested in your pocket protector, okay? She is, however, interested in stealing valuable tech secrets, bringing them back to Russia so they can nuke an American city one day. So please realize what you are and what you're not. It's just a heads up. The only exception to this is if you've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk, you possibly have testosterone levels that are so insanely high, she can smell them from across the room. In fact, I would wager that even if it is a Chinese spy or a Russian spy, she may be so overwhelmed with your masculinity, you can flip her to our side. That's what Chalk can do for you in the United States of America. Clinically tested, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days when you start a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. They are the way forward for the United States of America. Ladies, female vitality stacks for you. Male vitality stacks for the fellas. I am not just saying it. I've been taking one for 4 years. 4 years I've been taking a male vitality stack. So you know what? Maybe that chick at the bar was super into me. What, Chris? I don't know. But all I know is this. My T levels are jacked through the friggin' roof and I'm full of energy and in a great mood all the time. So let me just say this.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
Go to chalk.com/Jesse and start a subscription now. You are 90 days away from feeling like a new person. Bronco, that evil redhead, Jen Psaki, said JD would be a Manchurian candidate. What's she talking about? Okay, so there's an aspect to communism that I want to explain. Something that I have found out from dealing with former communists, something they said. Have you ever wondered why they come up with these wacky conspiracy theories or believe the wackiest possible conspiracy theories? Why? They believe, they are so convinced that you are evil, that I am evil, that even when something is verifiably good, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it, you can smell it, when something is verifiably good, it has to be a lie. It has to be fake. It can't possibly be real. They are terrified at the prospect of J.D. Vance, and I'm not waving his pom-poms. I don't know J.D. I'm very impressed. I suspect he's going to be the next Republican nominee, but I'm still not going to wave pom-poms. It is what it is. But they're terrified at the prospect of J.D. Vance. He is very happy. That happy warrior thing has always been the easiest thing to sell in politics. Unless you're a deranged communist, don't you feel like you could hang out and have some Red Lobster with J.D. Vance? Don't you feel like J.D. Vance has eaten at Red Lobster? Don't you feel like he would eat at Red Lobster with you in a heartbeat? In fact, probably still does. He's one of those guys that is relatable. He has a beautiful young family. His wife is clearly, she adores him. You can tell by the way she looks at him. And that's extremely appealing, not just to men, to women, because it tells you the kind of guy J.D. Vance probably is. And so when Democrats look or think about the prospect of J.D. Vance, they have to come up with something. What has to be fake? Where did he come from? Where he came from is well documented. They made a Netflix show, I think, about it. He wrote a book about the whole thing. Everybody knows where J.D. Vance came from. Everyone knows about his hard scrabble upbringing. But for them, because it looks good, because he's actually happy, because they look like a wonderful, happy family, it can't be real, right? He's a Manchurian candidate. This is what they think. It's a really, really twisted, sick way of looking at the world, but they're communists. If they had a decent way of looking at the world, they wouldn't be communists, would they? All right. We have to talk about hurricanes, Confederate statues being put back up. But first, before we get to any of that, do you remember the talks we've had about why so many people choose to be politicians? Like a member of Congress, who would actually want that? And I say that as someone who ran twice, but the life itself, why would you want that? Why would you want to fly back and forth all the time? Have to have a second place in D.C., probably a roommate unless you're rich. So you've got to live with other people like you're back in college, boring, asking people for money all the time. Why would you want that? We'll talk about that in Chris's Secret Society. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.